broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island, New York City.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. On Rant EM Radio, proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Is this thing on? I hope it is. How is everybody doing? It is Friday, August 28th at 12:24 a.m. And I'm full of piss and vinegar. And I haven't done a filatory in a while from my remote locations. This is what I'm going to do. You know, we just celebrated 8 years of a podcast. By the way, you listen to the Vocal Throwbacks. This is episode 3, I don't even know, I think it's 370, it's going to be 370, 371, I don't even know. You're getting two episodes this week, regardless. I haven't opened up my computer to look, but you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. This is the filatorial that I always do every couple of months, maybe a couple, three, four times a year. And, of course, this will be on Rant DM Radio. This will be on Dark Satellite Media, Shining Wizards Network, and all of social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and podcasting sites such as Stitcher, such as iTunes, such as Google Play, such as iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Now, how is everybody doing? I shouldn't really respond like this in this way. However, I'm just kind of twisted, and I've had about 2 days now to let this marinate, and I've had this I guess anger, if you want to call it that. You know, the internet's a pretty big place, and from time to time we'll get people who listen to the show, they get offended, something that we've said that's non-wrestling related, or we made it make a term, a derogatory term that was funny 30 years ago that we still think it's funny that it's not now because it's fucking cancel era that we live in now. This cancer, not cancel, I'm not cancer, I'm sorry, cancel culture that we live in now. And to be straight up with you, sometimes I have a hard time with this culture because stuff that I think that's funny is not funny to the masses anymore. And I mean, I've accepted that. I'm not naive, nor am I dumb. Nor, as someone just pointed out to me, I'm not bigger than anybody else, okay? I'm not a fucking celebrity. I'm nobody. I'm a fucking kid from Queens, New York City, who just wanted to do a fucking podcast about pro wrestling, and I've done that, okay? And I've earned the respect of my peers, okay? Earned that by doing stuff like this. So now we're going to address some issues today. Maybe we'll talk a little wrestling too, because I watched AEW tonight. Because I've been home from work on vacation. Now, the bottom line, okay, is sometimes I don't let stuff go. That's my MO. If I feel strongly about something, I'll I was taught to pick battles big enough to matter, small enough to win. Not really trying to win a battle here, but I'm trying to get a point across, and this is the point, okay? It's a very, very, very crucial time in our country right now between the pandemic. It's an election year. There has been extreme cases of racism and prejudice across the country. Innocent people are being killed for no fucking reason, you know, and we do this podcast 2 hours a week because we don't want to think about this stuff anymore for 2 hours a week, if that makes any sense to you, right? And the bottom line, and I'll say the bottom line a few times tonight, the bottom line is when you do a podcast that becomes a little popular, you're going to tend to get people who disagree with you, which is fine. That's what, if everybody, like I said yesterday, if everybody agreed with each other, we wouldn't have much of a show. Okay? I've earned respect of my peers. Choppy has earned the respect of his peers. Jay, who's still new, also has earned the respect of his peers by proxy. I won't speak for them in any other matter except for that. I'm advocating for me and for the podcast. This is my brand. I started the podcast. It's my fucking responsibility. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something. Okay? When people are legit trolls, and what I mean by trolls, I mean people who stay on the internet and follow your pages and only say something to get a response like this out of you, I don't think very highly of that person at all, okay? And I don't even know you personally, you know? And this is what happened. So a couple of weeks ago, we posted that we were on, I think we were advertising on Instagram that we were on new platforms for podcasts. I think it's Spotify and iHeart. And someone responded, well, I won't listen because you guys hate Trump or something like that. And the person can't even type because he's a fucking dope. Okay, and I don't care if he hears this and I really don't give a shit. But he's a fucking dope. And he's a known fucking troller. He's also someone who at one time harassed women on the internet because it was all over his page. I don't know if it still is. I'm not friends with him anymore. But when you go on his website, his webpage, there'll be women like, leave me alone, don't talk to me, stop messaging me. Like, he's just a fucking troll, you know? And I don't speak about politics regularly. If I make a mention about the city, it's because of the commute, it's because of the education system here in New York, because of the budget, because I'm a first responder, so it's like that stuff affects me, and I don't like the mayor. And truth be told, I voted for him. So there you go. So it's my fault, partially, right? Because I liked his platform at the time. Now, I don't talk about Trump or Biden, or I don't talk about Democrats and Republicans. I'm a registered independent since 1992. Okay? So I've voted for a Republican before. I've voted for Democrats before. And now most of the time I vote for independents. It depends on the platform. Okay? I don't talk about religion or tell people that I'm a good Christian, but I won't listen to your podcast because of your affiliation. That's not a good Christian. A good Christian respects their fellow man. Okay? A good Christian respects their fellow man and doesn't care who they fucking vote for. Okay? Doesn't care what church they go to, what color, race, creed they are. Okay? That's what fucking good Christians are. They're good people. I was raised Roman Catholic. I've been a Protestant for about 10 years now. Okay? And I don't care who goes to my church. I don't care. We share the same congregation. We share the same faith. And we believe in God. That's fine. You don't have to believe in God. That's on you. That's fine. And I'm not friends with anybody who... I'm not friends with people because of their political affiliation. Okay? I'm not. Okay, I've watched friendships dissipate on social media. 20 and 30 year friendships because who's voting for Trump and who's voting for Biden? Here's the thing, man. People just take the human element out of this whole situation. Okay, I was raised with a moral fiber and respect for my fellow man. We all come from different walks of life, okay? I have a decade of age on my two co-hosts. So I have 10 years more of life than they do, okay? Everything I've done extracurricular in my life is punk rock, do it yourself. So I am anti-establishment, okay? I grew up in a fucking hardcore punk and hip-hop fucking community. Where we didn't like the fucking cops, okay? Because they were harassing people, and they were racist and prejudiced, okay? Or we would fucking beat up on Nazi skinheads in the fucking club, because they were racist, okay? When I was a kid. And the songs, the rally cries from bands like Sick of It All, Agnostic Front, Madball, Biohazard, Gorilla Biscuits, Sheer Terror, Public Enemy, KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, Teachers, Prophets, if you want to call them that, Musical Prophets. That was my classroom as a kid. Okay, so yeah, maybe I lean a little bit to the left on certain things. Maybe I lean a little bit to the right on things like the economy and healthcare and other shit. And I lean to the left for education and something else. I won't tell you that. It's not your fucking place. I'll go every 4 years to the voting polls because I can't vote in the primaries. Like I said, I'm an independent. I'll place my vote and I'll become a statistic because over 40% of this country does not vote. It's a proven fact. Okay? Over 40%. So over 40% of 300 million Americans do not vote. That starts grassroots. That's another podcast that I don't even do. You know what? I do a wrestling podcast. It just so happened that the first hour of the show, we catch up on life. We all have families and children and jobs that demand a lot from us. You know? I'm not a fucking martyr. I don't want any special attention. I don't make any money off this. If I sold 12 t-shirts in 8 years, I'm lucky. We got 3 Patreon members who we still have to give bonus content to. Okay, there's no profit being turned out. I've depleted my life savings into this fucking podcast. Okay? So don't come on my page and tell me that I'm not showing my fans respect. And own up to my fucking that I'm wrong. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. It's an opinion. Everything we talk about are opinions. Okay? You don't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with you. It won't change my train of thought in terms of a friendship. I'm not going to stop talking to you because we disagree. But don't come on my fucking Facebook page and tell me how I got to run shit. Like, I don't care. If you don't like what we're doing, don't listen. Okay? We have thousands of downloads every fucking week. We get emails from all over the fucking planet. Okay? We're not going to be upset if we lose one fan or two fans. We'll be hurt because you left for the wrong reasons. We'll be upset because we take you guys seriously and part of our whole entire process is that we interact with the fans on a weekly basis. We go live every week with the chat rooms and social media. We're very, very, very approachable. I am so transparent on social media. I share everything with you guys. Because I've always said that the podcast was an extension of me. If I wasn't doing the podcast, I'd be sitting in a bar talking to my friends about pro wrestling, or at a party, at a gathering, whatever the case may be. I don't have to advocate to anybody how I do things on a podcast or how we conduct business on a podcast. Okay? Our peers have no problem with it. And I'll say it again. I've been endorsed by the best fucking wrestling podcasts on the planet. I'm personal friends with these guys. And if I came out of my face or said something out of line, I would want those guys to check me, because they've been doing it so long. And I haven't been checked yet. But you're going to stop listening to us because we don't support Trump? Or let me say this, Choppy doesn't support Trump? Because Choppy's upset that Trump don't support the unions? And that's Choppy, man. That's Choppy's Facebook page. He don't put it on a Throwbacks page. He puts it on his page. He's upset. Let him be upset. Okay? It doesn't bother me that he's upset with Trump. I don't care. Because I'm anti-establishment anyway. There are, for every one good thing that Trump did, I don't like 10 fucking things he did. For every one good thing he said, I don't like 20 things that he said. I don't care. Okay? But don't tell Choppy you won't listen to. And that's right, I did bring it up in a fucking feed, because you know what? Good people don't do that, man. And good fans are good fans. I can tell you, I've gotten emails. Guys, thank you for everything you've done for us. You know, I'm going through a bad time right now. I lost my house. I lost my wife. I lost my job, my kid, da-da-da. Or I'm a truck driver and I drive across the country. You guys are awesome. Or I live in another country and, you know, I just, you know, you bring a certain flair to the show. To your show, and you guys have a way of carrying yourselves. Listen, make no bones. We all have a chip on our shoulder here in New York City. That's just how we carry ourselves. That's just a personality trait. It should never be taken personally. Anybody who's reached out to me on a personal level, like on a private message from like the people who listen to the show, I've been nothing but supportive of you. I've given you nothing but love and respect, because I appreciate the feedback and I appreciate the support you guys give us. I'm not naive. I'm not, and I'm not blind to anything that goes on like that. But I'll be fucking goddamned to be disrespected by fucking trolls, internet trolls, who all they do is fucking troll people. I just don't understand why you would take time out of your day to be, I don't know, hurtful to somebody else. You don't have to, you don't have to reply, I'm not listening to your show because of this. Just don't listen. You know? If I go to a Stop and Shop supermarket and they don't have the item that they advertised, and I go get a rain check, right? If they even still give rain checks. My mother used to make me do it all the time. I hated it. But like, you know, when they didn't have the paper towels on sale, my mom would make me get a rain check. This way, when they come in, I would get them at the same sale price, and my mom wouldn't have to pay the full price because we didn't have that kind of money. So, but that's like me going to Stop and Shop or whatever supermarket I go to, you know, ShopRite or whatever, and they don't have the peanut butter I like. I'll go on ShopRite's Twitter right now. Oh, guys, I can't buy nothing from you guys anymore because you guys don't have the peanut butter I have in there. So I'm not going to make any other purchases there anymore. You know, it's stupid. Grow the fuck up. You guys are grown men and women. You know, you're asking me to show respect? Why don't you show yourself some fucking respect? Okay? Why don't you allow yourself some time out of your day, maybe? This is just a suggestion. You don't have to, take heed or anything. But, you know, maybe think about what you type before you type it. I'm guilty. I used to do it all the time. I used to just blurt shit out all the time. And my boys be like, what's wrong with you? You're nuts. You know? I've curbed it. I'll talk about my shitty commute. I'll talk about the protesters jamming up my commute home. I'll talk about my shitty sports team because I root for teams that are terrible. You guys all know that. I will post videos, music videos, if a song hits me a certain way. I'll post about, you know, I'll post stuff about my son because he's amazing and I love him. And I'll post stuff about, I don't know, when people pass away or anniversaries or weddings or times of celebration, times of grief. Because you know what? Like I said, I've never told you guys anything about my life. Anything. And I've lost so much of my life in the last decade. And the only thing that's been consistent, besides my employment, is this podcast. I love doing the podcast. I love reminiscing about things that I've done 30, 40 years ago. I have an amazing long-term memory. I have a terrible short-term memory. I could tell you where I was 25 years ago, what arena I was at, what clothes I was wearing, what shirt I was wearing, what gimmicks I bought. But I can't tell you what I had for dinner 3 days ago. You see, I'm super passionate. I'm super transparent. I can't hide my feelings. I can't deny when I'm wrong. Because, and let's be honest here, there really is no right and wrong. You may think I'm wrong. That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to allow yourself the anguish of trying to prove to me or anybody else why you think you're right. You have a right to be to your opinion. And if I don't agree with you, we're going to agree to disagree. So either you keep it moving or keep putting shit on the page. And I'm not going to be the only one putting people on blast at one point. Because we have a lot of people who advocate for us. And it's maybe a bad choice word, but it's like a gang mentality. You know, if there's negativity on the page, be assured I'm getting three or four messages on the side. Who is this person? What are they doing? Why are they doing this? And I'm like, don't worry about it. We got it. You know what I'm saying? Because we have people policing it. We have administrators who are wonderful, who are friends, you know. But we're a podcast community. We're a very dysfunctional family. And like I said, we come from different walks of life. Okay? Doesn't make anybody better than anybody else. Doesn't make anybody worse than anybody else. It just makes us accessible, more accessible to everybody else because of what we do. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more. No, I've poured my heart out to you guys on more than one occasion. I may have said things that offended people, not on purpose, but I've apologized for that stuff. I've allowed myself ample time in this 8 years to mature as a podcaster, broadcast journalist, whatever the frig you want to call us, right? You know, this life is short, man. This life is stupid short. And I really can't, I'm not going to lower myself and haggle with people about being right and wrong. I don't care. Not to say I don't care about your opinion. I just don't care, period, if you're right or wrong. You have that right. That's your right. I won't come on your page and be like, oh, man, you support Trump? I can't talk to you no more. You support Biden? I can't come on your page anymore. I can't send you messages. Why am I even talking to you? I had a message to two close friends of mine. They got into a really, it's my buddy and his wife got into it. They share a Facebook page, and he got into it with another buddy of mine that we all hung out together in high school. One's left, one's right, and it got really heated, and I took it upon myself to interject, and I was like, guys, I said, you know, you guys have been at each other's weddings, children's christenings and baptisms, and you've been, we've all played in bands together, and we've all broke bread at block parties and family gatherings and holidays and stuff like that. We've been to funerals for friends who we've lost, and you guys are going to fucking lose a friendship over an election? For an election? The lesser of two evils? I don't get it. I don't. Maybe it's my generation. I don't know. Maybe it's my upbringing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. All I know is that I'm sick of the negativity on my pages, and I'm not gonna. I don't want to start deleting people and blocking people and cause that you know that not oh that nervousness. What's the word I want to use? Oh, man, I'm lost for a word. I don't want to cause, not friction, but I don't want to cause the, it doesn't matter. I don't want to cause anything, not minuscule. What's the word I want to use? It's too fucking late in the night, but I don't want to have a problem over bullshit. This is straight up bullshit. Okay, if you agree Black Lives Matter, if you don't agree, it doesn't matter to me. I know what I believe. I know my belief system. I know my moral fiber. I know where I've grown up and done. I've lived an interesting life. I like to share it with you guys. That's why I do the podcast. Because I like telling stories. And I have these, and I have this amazing support group. You know, I could talk Choppy up, man. Choppy's my brother. He's my right arm these last couple of years of my life. These last 2 years, 3 years of my life, without Choppy and his family, I'd be a lost soul right now. And because of a lost relationship, we found Jay. And Jay just fits right in. Jay gets what we're doing. Jay wants to be a part of it. He embraced the culture. This wrestling community is so fucking tarnished. It's so tarnished that the subculture of fans are very cynical. And they're very, very quick to judge, jury, and execute when stuff doesn't go their way. You know, I've seen people's pages get torn up, wrestlers' pages, because of stuff that they've done. Or have said, or the company they work for. You know, it's just this thing where we have too much access to this stuff now because of the internet, because of social media. You know, when I was a kid, all we had was newspaper clippings about wrestling and the after mags. You know, so, and unless you had a subscription to after, Meltzer's gimmick. You didn't have any inside scoops. Unless you knew somebody from the industry. I mean, locally, because I lived in New York, we always had somebody who, my cousin's uncle's friend works in, you know, works for NBC, and, you know, they would always give us, like, these pseudo scoops, you know, like who's related to who, and, you know, who's dating who in real life, that type of shit. I don't really cater to a lot of that. All that stuff comes to me, and we have reliable websites and sources and stuff like that, you know. And I'll take a quote from Don Tony. I don't want to be first. I want to be right. So when 9,000 people post this shit to the page, it's like, all right. Same article. No one's paying attention, you know. It's really offensive to me when this negativity comes to us. You know, because we, you know, it costs money to run a website. It costs money to broadcast. It costs money to upload. It costs money to maintain this podcast. And it's not just me. It's the network affiliates that I'm a part of. They have to pay for their stuff too. And this is all labor of love. We're not charging people for it. But yet, people are going to be compelled to be disrespected. Allegedly. And they're gonna find ways to fucking just troll, and it really, really hurts my feelings. You know? It even hurts more when a regular would advocate for somebody who's an outsider. Like, if you were a regular and you said, I'm not supporting your page or your podcast anymore because of Trump or whatever, like, I would actually give you more respect. You know? But when an outsider does it, you're triggering. You're line stepping, as Dave Chappelle would say. You know? And I don't know where you think it's going to go. Like, should you, I mean, part of me was like, let it go. And I was like, and I didn't, now first of all, this all started on Choppy's page. And I responded because the person was like bringing religion into it. And that really pissed me the fuck off. Because I don't know where being a good Christian would give you the, you know, What does it matter if you're a Christian or not? What your affiliation to politics are? You know. And I'm just and it's funny because I'm not the only one. I can't tell you how many messages I get almost weekly when people talk shit. And they, did you see what they wrote? Yeah, I saw it. And there's so many things that I let go because I don't have time in my life to fucking. To talk to these simpletons. You know? I pick my spots. Life is too short, guys. It's way too short. You know? Either you're on the boat with us, or you're not. I can't be mad at you. All I know is that this is the only thing that I've done in the last decade that I want to keep doing until it becomes a job. When it becomes a job, I'll stop doing it. You know? And I just want to let everybody know that we are not a political podcast. We are not a religious podcast. We are a old school throwback wrestling podcast. And we love professional wrestling and sports entertainment. We love it. The older it is, even the bad stuff is great. And I can promise you, every week we're going to come correct and bring you guys the best content we possibly can when technology doesn't fail me. But we don't care what color you are. We don't care what ethnicity you are. We don't care who you vote for. We don't care what your sexual orientation is. We don't care what fucking planet you think you're from. If you're a friend of the podcast, then you're a friend. If you're a supporter of the podcast, you're a supporter. It doesn't matter. We're all in it for the same thing. I took a workshop recently with my job. These online training gimmicks that they have every year, like the annual hospital trainings. I work for a hospital. And this one section was about, it was about bias, being biased. And what's unconscious bias, what's regular bias, and the breakdown of people and how they view coworkers and stuff like that. And it was pretty profound because we're all born with a bias. It's not something that you can avoid. It's just something that you, because if there's something that you don't know about, something unknown, and you're not very well versed in whatever that person's doing, where they're from, who they are, you know, if you're, it's not even a fear of the unknown. It's just not knowing what you don't know. You draw bias, which is fine. You know, it's not, nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with it is how you keep it. And that's what's going on in the country right now, where these people are getting killed by cops because of certain situations and police brutality. And again, it's another podcast, but like, and there's this racism, there's this socially pathological fucking racism still going on after all these years in this country. And there's hate against everything. And everybody's offended about something. Everybody's offended about something. It's just because of the world. It's because of social media. It's because people have more than one platform to say, hey, that Aunt Jemima label that's 150 years old now offends me. Okay? Or, hey, the Native American sports teams that have terrible fucking racist names, all of a sudden, after fighting for it for all these years, we now have enough eyes and ears on it. It offends me. It offends people. Change it. Okay? Can't say certain things on TV no more. You can't say certain things in public anymore. Can't do certain things in public anymore that you could do back in the day. This is the way of the world. Sometimes I want to forget about all that and do a 2-hour wrestling podcast every Friday night. And that's what I'm going to do. Okay. We have wonderful peers who are Republicans who are for Trump. Peers of other podcasts. And I don't agree with half the shit they say on social media. But you know what? If I called them right now on the telephone, they'd be there for me. If I shot him a text message and said, hey, brother, I need something for the show. It's, what do you need? It's not, oh my God, Phil's not a Republican. I can't help Phil. I won't support Phil's show. No, I get the opposite. Because they're my friends. They're my peers. It's respect. This life is so precious. And this whole pandemic, man, has put such a perspective on my life and my health and my family and my friend, my close friends around me, and just taking better care of yourself. I spent this entire week going to doctor's appointments just to keep up with myself, because I let my health go because I've been such in a rut between my divorce, and I had to move twice in 3 years. I had to move three times in 3 years, and I just had to reprogram myself again as a single guy, middle age now, and I had to just bounce back. But the pandemic has put such perspective on my life that, you know, I knew seven people who died. Seven people who passed away. Co-workers, actually five of them were co-workers. Two of them were relatives of family members. Listen, all I know is that I can't spend all this negative energy on people who don't like what we're doing. But I will defend my brand, and I will defend my team, and I will defend my peers, and more importantly, I'll defend anybody who's close to me, friends, family, etc. That's just how it's going down. That's how it's going down. You know? So, before I wrap this up, I just want to, again, just say how awesome everybody has been for the most part. And for years, we've gotten so much love. And we've gotten so much praise. And we've gotten so much feedback from people that it keeps us motivated. You know? It's cool when one of us is wearing a shirt from the show, or someone else is, one of our fan members is wearing a t-shirt of the show, and someone else spots them out and says, "You know those guys?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's my so-and-so. That's my so-and-so." You know, it's like, it's nice to be recognized sometimes, you know? And the networks we're a part of, I can't tell you how great they are. You guys already know. The Wizards are like they're like brothers to us. The Rant guys are our brothers. We've all hung out in real life. We've all broken bread with family. We've celebrated holidays. I celebrated Double A's honeymoon with them for a day. Like, come on, man. I broke bread with Tony C. I've hooked up with Surf for three or four times already. I've done shows with William Morgan. You know what I'm saying? I've done stuff with the Midnight Jury. I haven't done stuff with Inconclusive yet, but Justin's got to get me on the show eventually. But to everybody, man. And there's so many of you guys that make us laugh every day. I got a phone call from Matt Squires last night. I was sleeping. That dude's 3,000 miles away. Stops his life to call me. "Hey, how you feeling? How you doing?" Matt owes us nothing. He contributes to the show with his antics. And he's just a wonderful human being. Pastor Sedell, another guy. We're same age, close in age. I think he's older than me at this point. But like that's a man of the cloth. Pastor gets it. I've apologized to him, because I thought I've offended him with some of the shit that I've said. You know? People have stuff going on in their fucking neck of the woods, man. When Lee had his stuff in Baltimore, reached out to him, made sure he was good. Bad weather in Florida, reached out to everybody, thinking they're good, hopefully. When Pastor had that stuff going on in Missouri a couple years ago with the fucking riots, reached out to him too. It's all love. Because that's what we do. When I have a computer problem, I call Tony from the Wizards. I call Rob. They're like my ghetto geek squad. This life is too short, man, like I said. So, I won't spend any more time and energy on this shit after tonight. But I will tell you this. If we do, like, seriously offend somebody, like, to the point where you felt disrespected or you felt a certain kind of way, where you thought we purposely, like, did something towards you, I would hope you would say something to us. I would hope you would tell us how mad you were. You know, be a good fucking person. Like, you know what? You know, and without being hateful or disrespectful or name calling. Choppy got called a name. Because he doesn't support Trump. Fuck out of here, man. It's insane. I don't know. But here we are. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm calming down now. I'm fine. Just poured myself a cold beverage. I watched AEW tonight. I still don't like Jon Moxley. I'll explain that more in a podcast. Very happy with what AEW is doing right now. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the PWI 500 on the show. I don't know if it's easy to be on the show. We're doing SummerSlam 90. But let's just all get along. Let's just all get along. If you don't like something, don't support it. Keep it to yourself. There's no need to troll. There's no need to disrespect. Come out of your face, as we say in New York. Come out of your pockets. Come out a certain way. Fucking noise. It's all noise. Garbage. You know? I'm done. I'm done with this rant. No pun intended. And I did it passive aggressively because I'm not going to point people out. And I'm not going to... They all know who they are. You know? I'm not going to point it out. I'm not going to start this whole beef. Because right now, as of today, it's water under the bridge. Put stuff on the page, it's going to get deleted. That's it. I don't want negativity on a page. I want positivity. I want videos. I want memes. I want dirt sheet bullshit. I want polls. I want just good vibes. We'll all get through this together as a fucking country. But we'll all get through this as a community as well. Because all we have is each other. So, with that being said, you guys all know the social media handles, the gimmicks. I took the line from Jerry Springer, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, don't get the clap, don't get arrested, don't hate, don't be a fucking disrespectful person, and live your life. Live your life the way you were raised to live your life. Live your life to the fullest. Lead by example. If you can't be a leader, be a follower with an intent to support. If you can't be either, then just hang out in the sidelines. You know? But don't be the aggressor. Don't put stuff on there to make yourself look great or to put yourself over, as they say in wrestling. Right? More importantly, don't be a dick. You know? And if you are, shame on you. Because there's no room for it here. We're a pretty tight community. You want to stay that way. And I hope that everybody just be kind to each other, as Bill and Ted was there. Be excellent to each other, as the new Bill and Ted movie comes out today. Be excellent to each other. I'm going to steal that from Keanu Reeves. Be excellent to each other. All right? With that being said, like I said, I'm done, guys. I truly love you all. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll see you guys tonight, 9 o'clock on The Rant. Peace.